This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, just because I didn't really care for what he said doesn't mean it was terrible. I could not believe the fallout yesterday from the Brian Hoyer interview that we got. I mean, there were plenty of people who liked the interview, and we're talking to Brian every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. The people who hated it hated it. I mean, and I mean underline hated with capital hate, and it was because of the opinion of the quarterback. It wasn't like he was terrible. It was the opinion of what he wants to do at the quarterback position. This is what Brian had to say yesterday. If you didn't hear that interview live, you can go back and listen to the whole thing, 92.3thefan.com. But this is Brian yesterday on Jackson Dart versus Sanders and Ward at the top. He likes Jackson Dart.
If I'm going to compare one quarterback in this draft to C.J. Stroud, it would probably be Jackson Dart. He wants to play from the pocket. Now, he's athletic enough to pull the ball down and run or extend the play, but a lot of the times when I watch Shador and I watch Cam Ward, it's kind of like they're waiting for the play to break down so they can extend it, and they're not the most gifted athletes when it comes to that. They're not Lamar Jackson. They're not Jaden Daniels. They're not Josh Allen. The one thing I would say about Jackson Dart was he's playing in the SEC, which is a lot different than the ACC, and God, I don't even, what conference is Colorado even in right now? So he's playing much better talent, and I would say when I've watched them, and now honestly, when I type in their names, it's all highlights. I haven't been able to get there and watch their bad plays yet, so I have to pull up the film. But Jackson Dart, to me, seems more of a pro-ready quarterback because of his willingness to sit in the pocket, stand in there, make throws. That's what the NFL is really about.
Again, Anthony, he highlights, we are thinking worst-case scenario with these QBs first. We are not thinking first the best and what they can do for our franchise.
Is that because they assume, this is interesting, because we're seeing that rookies can come in and put teams on their back, or some rookies can come in and be coached really well, like Bo Nix. And
we're seeing some being able to do that, but I don't think it's not the rule. The exception.
What I'm saying is my whole life it's always been, well, the NFL game is so much harder that you're going to see worse versions of these quarterbacks the minute they go to the NFL, but I don't think that's always the case. I mean, I'm not huge on Bo Nix, but you definitely saw a better version of Bo Nix last year. So it can happen.
It can, but you're giving me a it can instead of it will. I think want an it will.
Well, there's no, again,
there's not one in this draft.
There is none.
There's not one in this draft.
And if Trevor Lawrence wasn't that way, like why do we assume that there are these bulletproof, impeccable resumes that are going to translate every time to the NFL?
I think
you're looking for perfection, and that's just not going to exist anymore.
I think people want the closest thing to perfection that they can get. And again, everybody, why am I having to defend Shador Sanders so much or even Cam Ward so much? Why do I have to do that? Because I don't have to defend the other ones. I don't have to, because they're nice and safe and they're taken late when there's not much pressure on those guys. Like, I keep having to do this. And Lima, I have to examine it. I can't just stick my head in the sand over the next 60 days and say, oh, you people don't know what you're talking
but
about.
But I love that.
You can do that. I'm not going to do
it. But this is what I love. Let's be honest. All the people that are ripping any of these pundits or whatever, they just agree with different pundits.
They want to take a quarterback, and they're mad that a former quarterback is telling them to not take a quarterback.
Yeah, what's happening in most draft analysis, or how fans, our listeners, and listeners to whatever shows, how they consume this stuff, is they find the draft people that they respect, and then whatever those guys say, or they coalesce around a bunch of pundits that believe one thing. But what's frustrating about this draft is there is nothing close to a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consensus. So you're going to find people that hate the guy that you love, or vice versa.
And I think that a Browns fan, though...
So therefore, you don't want him to take anybody except the safe pick of Abdul Carter. And Kenny, we have seen lately over the last week, we're finding pundits that are like, Abdul Carter might not be that good the next level.
Well, but we are also finding
so
people
he's not
that are
safe.
We are finding people that are doing this for a lot of guys. I mean, I'm hearing a little bit of, and I thought that Mason Graham was a very nice safe pick, and now it's like, well, you know, his hands, and I go, I think his hands have been fine. But I'm hearing a lot of things, so I know that we're going through tape. People are going through tape. The draft people are going through it, and they're finding some things that might scare you.
You and I both know Mason Graham.
We're out of it taking a guy.
This is one thing me and you might agree with. Like, Mason Graham might be the safest player in this draft. Guess how many wins that improves the Browns over the next...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Next 2 years.
Well, I'd say two.
Well,
you need help. You're a defensive tackle.
It might not improve. You might lose more games.
Because you don't
Well,
you don't need just one defensive tackle. That's what I think that people mix up, is that you're constantly rotating these guys in and out. So you need so much depth at the defensive line. It's not like you just take Jalen Carter and, hey, we're done. Like, it's no. You need so many guys to fill that out. Yeah, you want him to be that guy that plays the bulk of the snaps, but you're going to need other players. And, you know, Zach had written about this and what they're going to do in free agency this offseason. It's a big offseason where Sheldon Richardson's probably gone. Obo Okoronkwo is a cut candidate, now approaching 30 years old on the other side. So you're hoping Isaiah McGuire has developed enough where you could play him on the other side. So when you say all these things, I think that so many Browns fans look at this and go, what the hell are we doing here, guys? You're telling me we're cutting these players that are older, but at the same time we're supposed to compete? Then why are we drafting a quarterback if we all see what this really is supposed to be? Where this is cut the weight, have the season, deal with the season, and then we'll deal with the fallout afterwards. Because I don't think it's very lost on anybody where they could look at it and go, guys, this is the realistic situation here, and we might be just paying too much to put ourselves to try to take a Hail Mary that we're going to still be employed after this year. Because they might do it, and I think that's what a Browns fan does not want to do. They do not want to be left dealing with the situation that's left over from guys who are trying to save their jobs. I think that's the last thing a Browns fan wants. So that is two things that, damn it, I want a quarterback, and you want a quarterback, Anthony. And I feel the same way you do in a lot of ways, but damn it, I got to fight that. And it's harder and harder and harder to fight that where, yeah, I can't say that I'm not going to flip-flop sometime in the next 63 days. Can't do it. Won't do it. Because I have to find evidence and reason and something that makes me feel better to say, nah, I'm not thinking worst case scenario with this. No, I'm not thinking about the fear that I have. And it's true fear that I'm going to be left dealing with this leftover situation because my general manager didn't want to get let go, so he was deciding to do a Hail Mary move. I don't want to be left over with this just thing that's hanging over us with this organization. I think a lot of Browns fans don't want to be left with that. And I'm sorry, Tone, I got to respect those feelings. I can't just call them scared all the time because I have tried every way I possibly can to warm people up towards the idea of a quarterback at the top of this draft. And there are still so many people, including Brian. And Brian is an NFL vet, made a lot of money in that league and dealt with a lot of different locker rooms, including the Browns. Including the Browns. And still says, well, I don't know if I'm taking a quarterback at the top. That I have to take that into account.
But I
have to respect that opinion.
I do want to know, like, the fans that are dead set on the safe pick of, like, Abdul Carter, are you running out and buying his jersey? No, I want to know the fans that say that because they don't like these quarterbacks for all the reasons that we've heard. Do you think it materially makes the Browns a better football team, more wins? I don't see that at all. I don't think that's anything close to a guarantee.
I don't think they do. I think they see Abdul Carter or Mason Graham or Will Campbell or Will Johnson or Travis Hunter. Throw all those guys in there, right? Tet McMillan's a wide receiver, and that gets into fantasy land, yeah. And I'll argue that later because we're not the type of organization who should be taking Tet McMillan, and that's why I worry about Jerry Jeudy's future with this franchise already. Because if you're bringing in Kirk Cousins, I don't know if that's all going to go together. But either way, these are things that we have to think about over time. If you take any one of those guys, I think that a Browns fan is feeling that those guys will eventually win with a quarterback who's still going to be coming out of college. With Garrett Nussmeier, with Lenore Sellers, Arch Manning, Drew Aller, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I think that a Browns fan's feeling. Browns fans have time. Andrew Berry doesn't. And they're afraid, and this is and rightfully so, that they're going to make a foolhardy, quick decision to save themselves and then leave us as the ones responsible for the fallout. And that's the exact opposite of what a Browns fan wants and, frankly, what a Browns fan deserves. So if you make this decision to go after this important position, which you do not want to be in this spot again, if you do it, you better make it with a full heart, not just, well, we got to protect ourselves on the worst-case scenario. Yeah, in the back of your head, you always got to feel that way, but you want to feel confident about who you take at that spot because you don't want to be back there again.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.